Good morning. My name's Martin. I'm a member of this community. Shall we begin our morning prayer? Watch, wait. The day of God is at hand. Like the bud on a tree, God's possibilities are about to blossom. Stay awake. The reign of God is very near. We are here, watching and waiting with hope. So tell me, why are we here? We come together to seek God's presence. We come together tired, rested, sad, and happy. We come together to seek God's presence. We come together with all our fears and hopes about who we are, what we are doing, and what lies ahead. We come together to seek God's presence. We come together to enjoy each other this day. We come together to seek God's presence. We come together this day to seek the Spirit of God, who gives us courage and strength to follow Jesus and live our lives as companions of God. We come together to seek God's presence. The Bible reading is taken from Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 4, verses 1 to 7. What I am saying is that as long as an heir is underage, he is no different from a slave, although he owns the whole estate. The heir is subject to guardians and trustees until the time set by his father. So also when we were underage, we were in slavery under the elemental spiritual forces of the world. But when the set time had finally come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship. Because you are his sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but God's child. And since you are his child, God has made you also an heir. But when the set time had fully come, God sent his Son. What was that set time? Why so different from any other period prior to the time Jesus came? The answer is the Roman Empire, which brought a certain degree of stability to the Mediterranean world, its roads providing a system of communication, and the influence of Greek culture, which brought a certain amount of social cohesion. And the old gods losing their grip on the minds and hearts of people. The time was right, but what does this set time mean for us? For one thing, it is about being open to God and discerning God's will for each of us. We're here this week, this day, this moment, with an opportunity through prayer, through the activities we've chosen, through our interaction with each other, for this to be a time for something for God. So shall we give some time to think and pray about that? Spirit of peace, quiet our hearts, heal our anxious thoughts and free us from our fretful ways. Breathe on us your holy calm, so that in the stillness of your presence we may open ourselves to trust and be transformed. Shall we say the closing prayer? Like the sun that is far away, but still close at hand to warm us, so God's Spirit is always present around us. We live, breathe, work, rest, and have our very being in you, God. Open now the windows of our souls so that we can see you. And when we can see God, we are free to truly love, free to truly live. Amen. Breakfast will be served shortly.